This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Massachusetts Democrats are gathering today to endorse a candidate they think can beat U.S. Senator Scott Brown in the fall. Harvard professor Elizabeth Warren is expected to get the official nod as she tries to move past a controversy about her claims to Native American heritage. This past week, Governor Patrick came to her defense, saying the issue is not important to voters. A new poll on the expected contest between Warren and Brown finds most voters say the issue will not affect how they cast their ballot. The poll was conducted by the University of New Hampshire Survey Center for the Boston Globe. Andy Smith is the center's director and joins us this morning. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
So in what ways have the questions about Warren's heritage affected the race or not?
It has impacted the race in that what we've seen so far is that for the last month, that has been the story in the race. So what Warren has had to do has been explain this heritage. So overall, only 37% say they're very familiar with the story, 33% somewhat familiar, 12% not very familiar. So, and then you got about another 17% that really aren't familiar with this story at all. But the fact that you've got 60% saying they're very familiar or somewhat familiar is an indication that it's gotten out there. And the impact that it's had on the race is that overall, 23% of likely voters say they're less likely to vote for Warren than because of this story. 3% say they're more likely to vote for her, and 72% say it's had no impact on the race, on their vote. But the when you look into that a little bit more deeply, you see the problem that it causes for Warren. Among Republicans, obviously, 42% say they're less likely to vote for her, but among independents, 31% of independents say they're less likely to vote for her. And the coalition that Brown has to put together is the small block of Republicans in the state, plus a significant number of the independents. Usually, you know, 60% or so of the independents are going to have to break for Brown. And this is one of those issues that I think is going to help those independents move over towards the Brown column.
Now, you found that this race overall is very close. Could you illustrate for us just how tight the contest is?
When you look at a horse race question, who are you going to vote for in the race, we see that it is quite close. Scott Brown is holding a slight lead, 2 percentage point lead, and it's the same lead that he had a couple months ago when we did this last. Currently, Brown's at 39%, Warren at 37%. 2% say they prefer some other candidate, and 23% still undecided. And I think that's a strong indication that this race is up in the air. Again, when you look at some of the demographic breakdowns, some problems for Warren show up. 82% of Republicans say they're going to vote for Brown, but only 63% of Democrats say they're going to vote for Warren, and then the independents are breaking for Brown by a 51-13 margin. So he's got some real strength there. Another real indicator that political scientists and economists look at from polls about who's going to win is the question of, regardless of who you're going to vote for, who do you think will win the race? And here, Brown holds a 2-to-1 lead. 52% say that they would vote for, they think that Brown is going to win this race. Only 27% think Warren is going to win this race. And if you look at that again even more closely, 34% of Democrats think that Brown is going to win.
So what are Elizabeth Warren's strengths?
Elizabeth Warren's biggest strength is she's a Democrat in a very Democratic state. That's the one thing that is really going to help her out in this race, and it's the thing that's helped out other candidates, certainly in Massachusetts political history. She's pretty well-liked is the other thing. 48% say they have a favorable opinion of her. Only 32% have an unfavorable opinion of her. Now, the percentage of people who say they have an unfavorable opinion has increased quite a bit in recent months. So that's a little bit troubling. It's up 9 percentage points in 2 months. She's still largely liked by people in the state. So she's got some real strengths, but I think the strengths are institutional in the fact that she's a Democrat running in a Democratic state. That's her biggest strength in this race.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for your insights.
You're welcome.
Andy Smith is the director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. This is 90.9 WBUR.